Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. I am a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book, called Angels of Faith, is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. You know, it's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They have a funny sense of humor, and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call the show on 646-716-6000. 794. Again, that call-in number is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those callers, once again, welcome to Angel Healing House, and already It's the second week in September. I'm already starting to see Halloween decorations and Halloween fair appearing in stores. I can't believe that it's already fall. So welcome, whether you're listening in by computer, by phone, perhaps you've listened and are listening to the archive show on the Blog Talk Radio site, or perhaps you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. You know, listeners, it never seems to surprise me how many of my clients seem to come to me at the same time, bringing with them similar concerns. And the theme lately has been all about healing family relationships in order to be clear enough to step forward unencumbered by the weight of unresolved hurts so that our fresh new beginnings can start with the clearest of energies. Now, a few of the testimonials this week were representative of those new beginnings that so many of us are about to step into. One testimonial said, "I feel like I have new legs, like a newborn lamb learning to walk on brand new ground. Nothing will ever be the same after this session with you. I don't know how to thank you." And that came from M in Los Angeles. Another testimonial said, "I feel like I have been through a car wash, like I'm now a fresh, clean slate to be written on. Except this time with your help, I am very conscious as to the energies that I will be writing with and of what I will choose to write on my brand new clean slate. You are an angel." And that comes from Jay in Palos Verdes, California. You know, listeners, if there are any past hurts or concerns which are holding you back from a fresh start, or perhaps there's a situation that you're going through, whether it's grief or divorce, financial concerns, relationship issues, low self-worth, or perhaps you've lost hope and you need clarity and direction on how to proceed with your life, then the Posse of Angels and I have been bringing forth transformative messages in my Reiki sessions that have helped clients change their lives. To book your own enlightening and revealing intuitive counseling session and Reiki session, or an angel reading, or perhaps you'd like to learn Reiki and become a certified Reiki practitioner, you can call me, Claire Candy Hoff, at Angel Healing House after the show on 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com to schedule your own life-changing session with me. Now, if you are a regular listener, you know that I'd like to take about 15 or 20 minutes or so to speak about our topic. First caller up today is going to be 415, so please do hang on the line. But like I said, I'll take about 15 or 20 minutes to talk about our topic for today, which is entitled Families Coming Full Circle. So let's see what the Posse of Angels have to say. The Posse of Angels wishes to speak about this topic, families coming full circle, because so many people are returning to the family to finally heal old triggers in order to start afresh on the very new path co-created to be presented to us. Now, the Posse of Angels are saying that many of us are at this stage because we are finally ready to fully walk the walk and to live the forgiveness, the acceptance, and unconditional love that we were so good at teaching others, but we weren't quite ready to apply to our families. You know, in fact, I said to a very knowledgeable and very conscious spiritual practitioner who came to see me for a session that all her wonderful work that she was doing to help awaken others to live a conscious life of awareness, and all her prayers to have her wishes and her dreams and her own intentions fulfilled, well, they were being constantly, energetically undermined by her not choosing to let go of blame for her parents, not forgiving them, and always choosing to see herself as a victim. The Posse of Angels wishes for us to think back over the past year to see the various ways that we have cleansed and we have cleared those things from our lives that we're dishonoring, like relationships, job situations. Perhaps we cleaned up unhealthy lifestyles. With the fog of so much negativity being lifted from our lives, we are so much clearer now, and our view and perception of life is no longer narrowed, obscured, and clouded by unresolved negative triggers within. This crystal clear clarity will have many light workers seeing people and events very differently now. And this newfound vision and very new way of experiencing just how much we've changed is becoming very, very evident in the relationships that we have with our families. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes to remind us all that even though we choose thousands, tens of thousands, and sometimes even hundreds of thousands of souls to be a part of our contract of life, the members of our families are given the most careful consideration when we choose them, and that is why they become our key relationships to learn from, where we learn our most important lessons. And because our best lessons often come in contrast to really get our attention, we often pick some family members, and if truth be known, in many cases, all of our biological family, to really push our buttons and, quite frankly, irritate the heck out of us. This is especially true of light workers who were purposely born into families to be of a different energetic frequency to help awaken the other family members. You know, listeners, I have so often heard from other light workers that they were psychically aware and open as children, seeing and speaking to fairies and angels. And for the majority of the time, their psychic abilities were not supported by their parents, by their families, and they were not recognized for their psychic gifts, and just thought to be a little bit strange and maybe a lot odd. And as light workers grew older, many of them bided their time until they were old enough to leave. Many of them felt like they were escaping the heavy contrast of the energetic makeup of their families, as they just did not seem to fit in. Now, this breaking away created the necessary distance that enabled them to set forth into the world, establish themselves unencumbered by those family energies, and with them no longer being surrounded by the family's energies, many of us chose to become healing practitioners, life coaches, spiritual teachers, and motivational speakers. And while the distance from our families truly did help us to establish lives to go on to help others, our full new lives took most of our attention, and they actually distracted us from dealing with attending to those still unresolved emotional family triggers. But the Posse of Angels can now reveal that many of us will be forced, and I do mean forced, in some way to return home, either physically or emotionally, to finally put to rest any disparate energies in order for us to transform and transmute any of these energies into pure love and simply forgiveness. And they are saying that it is such an important part of our ascension that if we do not do this, it will hamper our seeing the manifestation of our dreams, our wishes, and intentions coming into full reality, coming together of our families, and to finally heal those energies is so important that there are divine events that are being orchestrated to draw families back together so that they have to be together to communicate and to work in harmony to either achieve an outcome or to see each other just through the eyes of love. You know, many lightworkers who incarnated on the planet are part of the baby boomer generation. And many of those, in their 40s, 50s, 60s, they're now seeing their children getting married and families coming together for weddings. I can tell you, having experienced a few of these, having to orchestrate a wedding and seat guests when many of the family members have not been communicating and are restrained, well, it takes a great deal of military precision and bringing the families together in order for them to be civil to one another and for them to be able to communicate. And on the opposite end of the age scale, many baby boomers, light workers, are now facing the care of elderly parents. You know, several clients' families have been brought together as they are emotionally deciding very tough questions on whether to place their aging or sick parents in nursing homes. There are many members who have been practically estranged for years, but with the issue of placing a parent in a home or providing full-time care, family members are forced to work together for the best situation for all concerned. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying, it is amazing how the deep shared concern that siblings are experiencing, with some of them emotionally leaning on each other for support, this is bringing about a softening in their hearts and healing old wounds as they are coming together once more for the common goal of taking and providing comfort and care for a loved one, a father, a mother, who provided comfort and care for all of them for so many years. And while an aging parent can be the cause of families coming together once more, well, the Posse of Angels is saying that it could be indeed another family member that contracts to become ill and draws the family closer together. You know, listeners, a client of mine came to see me after she had been diagnosed with breast cancer several months earlier. And she had heard that Reiki was very good for boosting the immune system. After sessions with me, she started doing organic juicing and completely changed her diet from an acid-based diet to an alkaline one. Now, to change her diet to be more alkaline, she gave up meat, wheat, dairy, and sugar. With doing both the Reiki and the change in her diet, her red blood cell count, which had been drastically low when she was diagnosed, began to increase dramatically. This is really important to have a healthy red blood cell count, as the red blood cells carry more oxygen in the body and increase the life force energy to increase the health of the immune system for the body to remember how to heal itself. After this client had sessions with me, she went back to her doctor, and even though he saw how much her red blood cell count had improved, he insisted that she start chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery immediately, as he feared for her. Well, feeling frightened and family to start the cancer treatment, my client stopped all alternative treatments, and she started her cancer treatments. I then did not hear from her for 5 months, until one day I received a call from this client's mother. She said that her daughter was not doing well and that the doctor told her to boost her immune system to go off and find a Reiki practitioner. On the day that my client returned for her session, I saw an older woman drive into my driveway. Out of the back seat came a young girl that went around to the other passenger door and opened it. Taking out a walker, she helped my client, who I scarcely could recognize, and I was horrified to see that my client looked like a skeleton, as she was all but skin and bones, and she had marks from the radiation treatment on her skin. Anyway, her mother and her daughter helped her into my home. Settling her into my office, she hardly had the strength to sit upright in her chair. The first part of the session was spent telling me how sad and angry she was with the world, and that at 37 she did not want to die. For the next 6 weeks, this client came and cathartically acknowledged she made peace with, and she released her sadness and her anger that she felt. And while the Reiki energy helped her be at peace and be tranquil, her body was too badly cut up and poisoned to respond favorably to the full extent of the Reiki treatments. I then did not hear from this client for several weeks when I received a call from her mother informing me that her daughter had passed away. But the mother wanted to let me know that when her daughter passed, there was no more anger or sadness in her daughter, and I was able to bring her back to only experiencing peace and wholeness once again. Her mother thanked me for helping her daughter pass peacefully. And then she said something which really touched my heart. She said, "You know, Candy, my daughter was so changed in the time that she was having sessions with you that her newfound peace made such a deep impression on the old fights and the old arguments in our family that even with her illness, she showed the family a different way of being. And as a result, family members are speaking again. Differences are being put to rest, and the family is brought back to a loving, respectful place once more." You know, listeners, my client chose to exit her human incarnation at such a young age to help bring her family together. The Posse of Angels is saying that it is so often human nature that it takes a tragedy to shake families up, to be able to clearly see each other with different set of eyes and just drop all of those old arguments and to see each other through the eyes of love and forgiveness. And the Posse of Angels are quick to point out here that just because we return to our familial homes, either physically or we return in terms of communicating with our families, that we are not returning or getting in contact with them again to change them in any way. But most importantly, it is to see the enormous spiritual growth that we have made, as many of the things that are triggered for us and have been triggered before and caused us to react are just not there anymore. Before we go on to speak more about families coming full circle once again, let's take some of your calls. 415, you are on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candy, this is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica, how are you today?
Tired, exhausted from everything.
Weary.
Including the stuff we're talking about. Just what I don't understand or what I'd like some guidance about is that I don't understand why I'm in a situation that is so stressful on so many levels at the time when I'm supposed to be. I mean, it's like so many good things are happening, but I'm not. I'm under stress in the house where I live. It has to do with family members. There's just no peace here. I'm under stress financially, and I'm trying. Like, I feel like I would like some energy and some time to relax and some peace, so I can focus on my career, because that's what I'm supposed to be doing now.
Right.
So I really don't understand why I was put in a situation when I'm under, like, that I'm constantly drained, that I'm constantly, like, having a headache, feeling crappy, when I'm at this. I mean, I see how it's motivating me to really get out there and make it happen, but I just wish I was in better, like, I don't know, better spirits and better health all the time.
Whatever,
it's not a supportive environment.
It's not a supportive environment, and it's not a supportive environment because I can hear in your voice that you're not supporting yourself from an energetic point of view. And whatever that is that you are wanting to step into is of such a different vibration to where you are now that it's a disconnect. It's an absolute disconnect. The abundance that you wish for, you are not holding the abundance inside of you. This is not woo-woo, and it's simply an energetic thing. We almost have to fake it until we make it.
Well, I understand that.
Okay, if to understand it logically, and to really put it into action, Jessica, are two different things. Okay, nobody can put stress on you. Stress is a self-induced thing.
When someone is constantly yelling at you and putting you in just like there's just no peace in the house. So I get in a place of abundance and taking care of myself like that. And, you know, I mean, it takes energy to go do that. And then if you're berated from the outside and just in a place that you're kind of creeping around the house to avoid people, it's like, why would I be put in this position? It's terrible. And I have nowhere else to go.
The only reason that I can think that you co-created, because nothing is happen chance. The only thing that I can think of that this happened and that you have this in your reality is to learn by the contrast and to strengthen you and to see whether you will allow yourself to be drained from it. Let's go to the cards and see what we can say for you. Do you do things to nurture and nourish yourself?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm doing today. I've been sleeping all day. I'm going to go out in the sun and in nature. I mean, I'm eating well. So I'm doing that today, but I should not have to take a day every couple of days to have to do this because I'm so beaten up by family members.
All right.
I mean,
well, the first card.
They don't want me here. They want me out. I don't want to be here, but there's finances. Somehow they think it's going to appear immediately, which now it has to. Really, at this point, it has to magically appear just like that, because I'm in such a bad state that it's gotten. I mean, I almost don't have money for food already.
Okay.
It's terrible.
What the posse of angels are saying is that your prayers have been answered, and it will be like almost magically it will appear. They're saying it's the light at the end of the tunnel that's coming. The Six of Swords is there, which says moving, relocation, travel. What they want you to do, Jessica, is breathe a sigh of relief. And they want you to start making new plans as if you're already moved. Relocation. That's what they keep saying. Relocation. Keep saying, thank you. Thank you for my new place. And visualize how you're going to decorate it and the new people that you're going to meet there. And they're saying it's already done. It's already done. Bring your energies up to meet it. But this is a wonderful sign for you that this is coming. Smoother waters are coming for you. Your prayers have been answered, and it will happen just like that, just like within a snap of your fingers. The next card out for you is that it's the King of Cups, and this is definitely for you to be more trusting. We are as light workers. We are weary. We are exhausted. Our faith has been tested and tested and tested. That doesn't mean that whatever that is will not show up for us. But they want to say for you to put your attention and say thank you. I know this is done. It's just waiting for the right divine timing to drop down into physical reality. They want you to trust more. The ability to accomplish this, there is only that which you desire, and to bring your vibrational frequency up and saying, thank God that I have a family to put a roof over my head, because there are lots of families who people who don't have a family, and if they do have a family, they don't want to accommodate them. Experienced lots of people sleeping in their cars and being homeless and things like that. So it's just a matter of degree. And the last one is definitely this is showing you this new place that you're going to be going to, the Four of Cups, and this will be given to you. But they are saying that you definitely need to bring your vibrational frequency up to more of being in that gratitude for what you have now, and that gratitude for what you are going to receive, because they are saying that's already done. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. God bless you. Have a
Bye-bye.
Lovely day.
Thank you, Mom.
Thank you for that call, Jessica. Let's go to our next caller, 619. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hi there. This is Donna.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
My name's Donna.
Hi, Donna. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from San Diego.
Donna in San Diego, not too far from me in Los Angeles. So, Donna, do you resonate with this family about this topic about families coming together?
Oh yeah, I think that's important. You know, I'm like the last caller. I pretty much my family has passed on, and I'd give anything to kind of be at odds with mine right now, or at least, you know. It's just, yeah, what you said about being grateful is the key. You have to appreciate what you have, and in order to, you know, create that energy, whatever you're putting out, sending out, is what you're going to get back. So,
exactly. I know personally in my own family, my father had a stroke 3 years ago, and now we have to make some important decisions about, you know, his care, and I wouldn't say I was estranged from my brothers in any way, but this has certainly brought us closer,
right.
And it softened us, and the interchange now, there's nothing stilted about it, you know, and it's
right.
You're right, Donna. Tell me, you sound as if you're a very wise woman. Why is it? Why is it that we have to wait for things to be taken
right.
from us in order to
exactly.
appreciate them?
Well, I know that's how it happened with me. You just don't know what you have until it's gone. It's so true. You just take it for granted. My mom, you know, she was such a good mom, and when they kind of overdo it, they spoil you a little bit. She wanted to do too much for me, and I was. Instead of like, I had to learn how to stand on my own two feet a little bit later on in life because she tried to make up for things that she didn't have when she was younger. But that's how it happened with me. I had to lose my family that I took for granted, and now I would have called more and been around, you know, when she had asked.
Yeah. But the good thing about it, the good thing is when we look at our families from a higher point of view, we never lose that love. That love is always there as we are divine, eternal beings, and you know, we can still talk with them, we can still laugh with them, we can still share with them. Of course, you know, we grieve their physicality,
right.
but
yeah.
the love is always there.
Right. That's true. I agree.
Yeah. So did you want to have a question for the Posse of Angels?
I just moved, and I just wanted to know if it was a divine plan for me being where I'm at, or just to kind of get a general just what they're saying about my new living situation, my changes that I just recently made. There we go.
Okay, the first thing that I'm picking up as I'm shuffling the cards is they're saying you just didn't say, and throw a pin on a map and say, I'm going to go here by happenstance.
No.
you read the signs very well. You were divinely led. Where did you move from?
Well, I moved, I'm not very far. I was living with my boyfriend, and now I'm living with my best friend. So I feel like maybe it was necessary. I don't know. I don't know if it was for our relationship or if it was more for my friend's relationship. You know, it's probably a little bit of both, but.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting the impression that there was a little bit of dishonor with the boyfriend.
Okay.
And that it wasn't in your highest vibrational frequency to keep that arrangement going.
Okay.
They're not giving me specifics there,
right.
But they're saying that this this certainly will help you to expand, and it will help
right.
you to grow.
Right.
And, they're saying that, I know you're patient, but they said that more than patience, just allow things to, they're saying for all the dots to come together. Allow the dots to come together.
They moved literally yesterday.
That's why they're saying patience. You know, do you know the area that you're in? Do you?
Oh yeah, I grew up in. Yeah, this is my hometown. Yes.
Oh, okay. But how long has it been since you lived there?
Oh, it's been it's probably been a good 10 years, or maybe no, actually been more. I mean, I took off when I was out of high school, so it's been a while. I mean, I've been back and forth. My mom lived here, and then she passed, and then I haven't been back since. So.
Okay. So, the reason why they're bringing this up, Donna, is because they're saying it might look the physical lay of the land. It might look the same. It might change a little bit, but you have changed enormously. You are not the same person. You're not the same person. So they want you to go out and explore the San Diego area with fresh eyes.
Right.
And the intention that you have when you go out is, I am a very different person now, and I am going to be drawing to myself new people, new adventures, and new exciting experiences to myself.
That's exactly how I'm going to be. Yeah, my new frame.
because you are much more aware now. You're much more conscious of your energies. You are so let's go to the cards and see what comes out for you. Just a general. You're in a very good place, sweetheart. You are really in a good place. This feels yummy.
Like I said, she's my best friend. She's good to have. Sometimes your friends become your family. So that's pretty much how our relationship is. We're like sisters, and I think she kind of needs me here too. She's going through certain things, and I think it's like a mutual, beneficial, perfect timing type of thing. So.
And that's why you brought this to yourself. First card you get is the moon card, and the moon card is twofold here. One, it's saying that by this move, you have already put into place the angels getting busy to help you to improve your plans. They're sending you opportunities to improve your plans, and they want you to really listen to your intuition. Don't you go against it. And don't try to force and control anything. If something's not happening, it doesn't mean it'll never happen. It means that it's the right timing to start. Also, with this super moon that we've got now, have you done any new moon rituals?
Like clearing out things?
Yeah, like writing down what you want to release.
Okay.
And then speaking it to the full moon, and then burning the piece of paper. This is going to help you enormously. Say, I want to release any fear of opening up to my new and wonderful, surround.
Right.
I want to release any anxiety on whether I'm going to be able to, feel comfortable in my new surroundings, whatever that is. And they want you to do it.
No, it's not, it's not my surroundings. I feel fine. It's my relationship with the boyfriend that I was living with. That one kind of, concerns me. But maybe this time apart might, I do say whatever is for mine and everybody's highest good is what I want to bring to me, so. That's my attitude for that.
Actually, this is a gift. This is a gift before the new comes in, they're saying. The Seven of Cups came up. And the Seven of Cups is certainly, you're given a very precious gift now, my dear, because they want you to be clear on what you actually want. And they're saying it's a great time for you to detox.
Yeah.
Detox, okay. And it's funny that you said clear out, you know, adjust,
right.
You know, any dietary concerns.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
Clear out those boxes that you moved that you said, hey, why did I move all this stuff, you know, that kind
mm-hmm.
of thing. So a real, you know, real good detox. You're given the time now to do that. And the next card that's coming in for you is it's the Lover's card. And the Lover's
yeah.
card is about making choices.
Yeah.
Two things will happen, either or, with the choices. This new move will give you great clarity, and you will see that perhaps this relationship with your boyfriend was not of
yeah.
the highest good for you, or it will help him step up and
right.
And come to the party. So either way,
right.
it's a win-win situation.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, definitely.
I hope that's been helpful for you.
Oh, it has. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. You're a wonderful
okay,
day.
Lots of love, and God bless you. Look after yourself.
Okay. God bless you also. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye. Let's go to our next caller. Thank you so much for that call, Donna. And let's go to 520. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who am I speaking with?
I'm
sorry. I couldn't hear you.
Christina.
Christina, where are you calling from, Christina?
Calling from Arizona.
In Arizona. So I don't know if you joined us for the topic of that families coming full circle to really heal perhaps unresolved triggers that we have. Have you experienced any of that in your family?
My mother died when I was 17. And then my dad died when I was, like, 25.
Oh, my
God.
So gosh.
I missed, and I'm 48 now. And I miss
mm-hmm.
him dearly, you know, and I'm like, you know, even though I was young with my mom, you know, I think, oh, you know, we missed out on so much. But I'm grateful for the short time I got her. And,
yeah.
you know, and it just makes you appreciate your family, like, you know, one day they're here, the next day they're gone, you know, so,
you've got to
figure a way to get along and learn to disagree to, or how do you say, to agree to disagree sometimes.
Yes, yes, sometimes, you know, you don't have to agree with your family members to get on. Sometimes, as you say, you come to an impasse and you still then respect their, and you consider their feelings and you just let that go, you know, because there's so many instances. We cannot move on in our next step two in the ascension process until we actually allow ourselves to transmute those triggers and unresolved emotional reactive behaviors into love and forgiveness. So that should be impetus enough to, you know, if you want your dreams to come true, there are no gray areas now. Either you love and forgive your family or you don't get your wishes fulfilled. It's an energetic thing. It doesn't come down to, you know, having us suffer or to be victims. It all comes down to just energy.
Yes, I believe in energy is so strong.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I was just wondering if you could give me a boost of, what is it called, immunity? I have been donating plasma. And I don't know, I haven't done it this week, but I had done it last week, and I'm just feeling a little drained. I don't know if that's what it's from or if it's from something else.
Mm. Are you, the Posse of Angels are saying, how often do you go outside and do you lie on the ground?
Lay on the ground. Well, I don't, but I'm outside constantly. I have a little garden, and I have my yard full of trees, plants, flowers, everything. And like I tell you, I have a little garden growing on a pallet because I don't have too much room. So So I'm outside quite a bit.
Okay, what they want you to do, do you know that you're very much aligned with the fairy realm?
No, but that's great to know.
It is. You are, the Posse of Angels are telling me you are an elemental. Your life is going to change when you go on the internet and look up this, who you are and who you're aligned with. You have this extraordinary gift that you've brought to the earth to nurture Mother Nature, Mother Nature's plants, whether it's also through animals, the care of animals. But certainly, you have a great affinity with the fairy realm, and the fairies want you to lie on the ground. Do this for, I know you're outside, but this is different. You must actually contact your body with the earth for about 15 or 20 minutes. And when you do it, close your eyes and visualize green chlorophyll becoming one with you, because that's who you are. And this will boost your immunity system extraordinarily. And when you're doing this, breathe in those beautiful energies, breathe in the fresh air, and feel it invigorating yourself. And this will help enormously. Let's go to the cards and pull three for Christina. Oh, this is a beautiful. The first card is the Ten of Cups, is the emotional fulfillment card, the happily ever after card, and
yay.
It shows two couples. It shows a couple with a rainbow over their head, and they're sitting on the ground in a park.
Wow, that sounds so beautiful.
There's you and your beloved, whoever that is. And
my husband. I've been married 27 years.
Okay, so that's why they said it's you and your beloved. And these people are, they have a blanket spread, they have a beautiful picnic, but they are sitting on the ground. This is the contact that you need to feel alive by being of the earth. And that couldn't be any a clearer message for you to get yourself out there. Also, the next card is they're interrupting me. What zodiac sign are you? What astrological sign?
I am a Taurus, the bull.
Oh. Okay, my husband Pete is a Taurian. Okay, this is even more important for you to be connected to the earth. But the next card is the Three of Wands. This is telling you that the prosperity, that you have done very wise planning, and that the prosperity is arising, and it's going to be time soon, if you haven't done already, to take new steps. Make your plans optimistically, and they will turn out as expected. So that's a very good omen as to the winds of success and recognition, and all of those plans that you've made are going to come to fruition. And that's a very good feeling around that card. And the next card, oh, this is wonderful. I'm not sure what career you're in, but my gosh.
I'm in no career, but right now. But I have just applied for a wonderful. I haven't worked for about 2 years, and now I'm back ready to go to work. So I started looking for work, and usually I'm in either housekeeping or management. So I put in for a housekeeping assistant, and it's for a private person, like just, you know, like for her home only. It's not a business.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I just put an application, resume. I just handed it, you know, emailed it to her, and I'm hoping to get picked, because if I get picked, I mean, financially my life will change for the better.
Oh, they said this is in the works for you, Christina.
Yay.
They're saying,
thank you,
they're saying the Queen of Wands comes in, and she's saying to you, you know what? You can do anything right now. Go after what you want, and you are going to be attracting very helpful people to yourself. So what you can do in anticipation of this is you can go out. When you sit on the ground, because when we're aligned with Mother Earth's energies, we manifest so much better. So when you're sitting on the ground, close your eyes and say to the universe, thank you for this extraordinary job that I have been picked for, and I love it, and I work with loving people in helpful, beautiful, and love, you know, great environments, and I feel what that feels like to be already picked for that job, and it's all going to work out for you. It's just wonderful, wonderful energies around this. Miss Fairy, they want you to go and sit on the ground.
I will definitely do that. I mean, I usually always walk outside barefooted. My husband's like, put some shoes on. But I want to touch the ground.
Yeah, this is really,
one more thing I can share with you. When I was pregnant with my last child, I would when it would rain here in Arizona, the earth smells so different, like I've never smelled before. And I would have to just taste a little piece of dirt.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you are so much a part of Mother Nature, and Mother Nature is a part of you, and so are we all. But elementals in particular, they are very, very aligned with Mother Nature and the plants and the earth. So go out and have fun connecting.
Well, thank you for that wonderful reading. I'm like, yay.
I'd love to know where your journey takes you. You can always send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
I sure will let you know. And thank you for sharing your wisdom with everybody. And you have a wonderful, blessed day.
Okay, thanks, Christina. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Christina. And even if you are an air sign or even if you are a fire sign, it would do everyone well now to bring in the manifestation of their dreams, to go out and lie on the grass and to close your eyes and say thank you. Thank you for my dreams being fulfilled in the most extraordinary of ways. And just let that settle on our hearts. Let's go to the next caller. Thank you for holding. 917, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hello, beautiful. How are you? My name is Tina.
Hi, Tina. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey. I just want you to know you have the best energy. I am just being healed listening to you, my guy.
Can I use that in your testimonial?
My God, yes, I called and I just was like, oh, you almost made me forget my question. I was like, heaven on earth, I just hear violins.
You know, that made my day, that made my week, that made my month. Thank you, Tina.
No, yeah, I just want to, because that's the God within us, and I just know, I just had to acknowledge that, because, you know, I hear the people calling in, especially that one that was a little overwhelmed, and I'm just like, oh, so I think you're like a socket. You're like a socket for the cell phone, so, yeah, I just had to let you know that.
Isn't that gorgeous? Oh, your energies, too, they're light, they're bright, you know what they're telling me? Your energies, Tina, they're filled with wonderment and the enchantment of a child.
Yes. yes, it is. Oh,
and
thank you, Angel.
Because they're saying you see and you've let go of so much, and because you turn up with the faith and the trust and the hope of a beautiful child's heart, things are just going to, if they haven't started already, which I would be surprised if they hadn't, that things are unfolding for you left, right, and center, and it's just going to turn out that now they're directing this to you, sweetheart. Things are going to turn out more extraordinary than you ever could have orchestrated for things to happen for you. What are your dreams?
Oh, to be married right now, to be married and to move with my children and my future husband. So it's been a trial. It seems like since I came to this realm with so much light, it's like I'm tested with people that are challenging. I still have so much joy, and I know that there's nobody but God. I wake up every day with joy. I'm like, where do I get all this joy? And
it's like,
you know, It is. It's in the Bible, Nehemiah 8:10. God said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And it started out when I was little. It would be like a nervous laugh. And my mom, you know, everybody's like, oh, why is she laughing? My mother's like, she is always happy. I don't know what the problem is.
Tina, would you do me a favor? Would you please send me your email address to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com? Because I personally would like to find out more of what you do and to promote it, because this kind of joy and God-driven universe source or whatever is what is going and is changing our world. So I'm going to draw three cards for you, and I'd love to have more of a dialogue by
you. Absolutely. Well, mine is prettythinker77 at Gmail.
Pretty, is it T-H-I-N-K-E-R?
Yes, prettythinker77 at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. You are such a gorgeous light. You're so light filled. The first card that comes out for you is the movement card. Determination, self-control, career advancement. People are going to acknowledge and recognize your success. They are going to... You are going to be lauded for what you do and who you are, and you're going to be seen in a very, very big way. And they're not even telling me how that's going to come to you. The next is the Three of Cups, which is a celebration card. There's going to be an event. Maybe it's in regard to this movement in your business or movement. I think it's actually a movement of house, but you're going to be celebrating perhaps new home and new business. And then, this is the kissy face card. This is the Ace of Cups. There's a positive new emotional experience. So I do believe that that's going to be your marriage, fulfilling romantic relationships, and deep, deep lasting emotional and spiritual insight. So there is so much light that's pouring down on you, Tina. I can't say enough. You pat yourself on the back. You've come through the struggles and the challenges, and there's just all this delicious light that's all around you now. So I hope that's been helpful.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. So do I need to ask about my boyfriend, Robert?
What's that?
I said, do I need to ask about Robert? What do you get from him?
Oh, well, now that you asked, I'll pull one more card in relation to Robert. You're welcome. Okay, the one more card is the World card, and the World card says it's coming full circle, but they want you to release anything of sorrow, anything of things not working out, anything to release the past in order for the new to come in. So I've got to go. I hope that's been helpful.
Yes, okay, and yours is Candy. I'll look for it. Is Candy what now?
Candy at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing,
yes.
H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com.
Candy at AngelHealingHouse.com. Thank you. I'll look forward
okay,
to that.
Okay, lots of love,
you.
Tina. All the best. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that just about wraps up the show for today. Thank you to all the callers and listeners for tuning in to the program. Thank you to those who are listening to this archive show. I was a Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting, enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter, please send me a request with your email address to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And you can go to www.angelhealinghouse.com to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, or my recorded Angel Meditation CD. More information on learning tarot and learning Reiki and intuitive sessions and having your own angel-guided journey with me and my intuitive counseling sessions and seeing your life from a higher perspective. And until next time, everyone, allow your radiant light to shine forth. And please go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and certainly angel blessings. Love you all so much, and I will speak to you next week. Take care. Bye.
Mm-hmm.